This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. New York City often brags about having the best tap water in the country, but an investigation by the New York Times reveals that some of the city's wooden rooftop water tanks tested positive for E. coli and other bacteria. The tanks, a familiar sight on the city skyline, provide drinking water to millions of New Yorkers. Joining us to discuss the public safety risks involved is Dr. Ian Lipkin, the John Snow Professor of Epidemiology at Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health. Welcome back to WNYC, Dr. Lipkin.
My pleasure.
According to the Times, they sampled water from 12 buildings' tanks in Manhattan, Queens, and Brooklyn. Five of those tanks had water that tested positive for E. coli. Eight tested positive for coliform. They close beaches down for E. coli and coliform, and yet these, according to the Times, these tanks are very loosely regulated. What are the possible effects of having this bacteria in our water supply?
First of all, I drink New York City water. I want to be very clear on that, and I think it is safe. You're correct in saying that beaches are closed because of E. coli and coliform contamination, and the concern is that those are markers for sewage, that is to say, whatever might be coming out of intestinal tracts of humans and animals that could potentially contain bacteria that can cause disease. But that's not the same thing as saying that all E. coli cause disease. And these E. coli were not characterized and shown to be bacteria that are associated with disease, nor is it clear that the bacteria that they identified would have been coming out of the taps in people's houses.
The Times video and article describing some of the water in these tanks was quite shocking. And yet at the same time, it made me wonder, if this is a widespread problem, how come more people aren't getting sick?
When we have people who are exposed, for example, swimming at a beach, there will be a cluster of individuals who have diarrheal illness who will have a common exposure. The Department of Health in New York City is excellent at tracking down all sorts of miscellaneous complaints that either appear at clinics or appear at emergency rooms. This, for example, is how West Nile virus was identified back in 1999. I read, in this article that people thought that perhaps it would be very difficult in a city the size of New York to recognize a link to a specific building. But if you have hundreds of people within a given community, which is what a building represents, who are exposed to infected water, you would expect that more than one of them would complain about diarrhea.
The Times made the distinction that the contaminated water was from the bottom of tanks, below the pipe that feeds the building's taps. Why does that matter? Wouldn't E. coli in the sediment at the bottom of a tank circulate throughout all the water in that tank?
No, you have to stir it up. And in the process of cleaning these tanks, this is precisely what you do. It's like, for example, make the allusion to wine. I mean, you've seen, for example, when you uncork wine in port, sometimes there's sediment all the way down at the bottom. You don't want to get that into the glass. This is the same thing that happens at the level of water. Now, if people are truly concerned about this, I imagine there will be some people who will decide that they want to use an additional filter, and you can buy them, and they're very inexpensive. But by and large, we don't have complaints about the quality of water in New York City. And the only thing I draw from this is that it is important for us to emphasize that these tanks should be cleaned on a regular basis, but not that they pose any substantive risk to people who drink water and sit in the city.
What kind of regulations does the city employ when it comes to monitoring drinking water?
Well, the city monitors drinking water at several sites within the city. The point that's made in the article, and this is, this is important to recognize, is that they monitor the water primarily before it gets to the building. Now, it is the responsibility of the building to regularly and annually inspect those tanks, clean them if necessary, and to send off the water for analysis to make sure that it's clean. There are spot checks that are done regularly around the city to check on the quality of water that's associated with these tanks, but it's not possible for the city to go around and take responsibility for sampling each one of these tanks.
Dr. Ian Lipkin is the John Snow Professor of Epidemiology at Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health. Thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
This is WNYC.